عز وجل in Tawheed, the unifying invitation of every Nabi to his nation. They would boast about the strong bodies that Allah Ta'ala had created them with and say arrogantly, Allah abhors and dislikes pride and arrogance immensely. They would say, Man ashaddu minna quwwah, who is there that is more powerful and stronger than us? Allah Ta'ala says, Awalam yaro, did they not perceive and reflect that Allah who had created them is much more powerful and stronger than them? Allah Ta'ala sent strong blowing hurricane winds upon them. 7 nights, 8 days consecutively, they were destroyed, and with each nation, it was the believer granted salvation. We also recite an amazing incident. Our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his return journey from Taif, verbally abused, physically abused, with a broken heart, Allahu Azza wa Jal sends the first group of jinn who had actually come to investigate why the heavens are now protected, and this was the barakah of wahi of Nabi to wahi to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they happened to come by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he is stopping at the place called Nakhla before going to Makkah Mukarramah, and find Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reading Quran either in Tahajjud or Fajr Salah. The impact of Quran on the heart of this group of jinn who had come all the way from Syria, from Nasibin, for investigation purposes, listened to this very Quran that they were investigating against, and such was the impact on their hearts, not only Iman, they returned back to their nation as inviters towards one Allahu Azza wa Jal, towards the deen of Islam. And this is the power of this Quran that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. We recite tonight many, many verses pertaining to the great status of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And just before that, Allah Ta'ala mentions the scenes of the hereafter. The first of them, Ja'at Sakratul Mawti Bilhaq, the Sakarat of death. And that is something we should always make dua that Allah makes us the pangs of death. And then Allah Ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, every person will come to the court of Allah Ta'ala, one angel driving that person to the place of reckoning, another as witness who had recorded the deeds. As far as a disbeliever, a sinful person, it will be said that لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. Allah has given us this opportunity. We have mentioned that there will be many, many places a person will have severest remorse and regrets and plead for the chance that you and I have now of tawbah, of repentance, and especially these Mubarak nights at the time of death. They will plead for an opportunity to return, to do just one good deed, to give some sadaqah, to do some acts of piety. Day of Qiyamah, they will say, woe be to us who has woken us up from our resting places, and then realize that all the warnings that were given about resurrection have turned out into truth and reality. Standing in the court of Allah with their heads lowered in shame, again they will beg and plead, Allah, give us one chance to return back to the dunya, to do just one good deed. Standing on the brink of the fire of Jahannam, again they will plead. Within the fire of Jahannam, they will beg for that respite, to come back to do just one good deed. And as already mentioned, they will also plead, even if that is not possible, they will beg for the angels of death to ask Allah to give them death so it can put an end to that misery. That will not happen. They will then ask just for one day's punishment to be lessened. So Allah has given us this great chance, tawbah, istighfar, rectifying, changing our lives for the better. Allah Ta'ala has given us this great, great opportunity. Utilize it fruitfully so we do not have those regrets. Our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala declares emphatically, Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the messenger of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Azza wa Jal lords the accolades of the highest level on whom the companions around Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, those who stood and were with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every sahabi, Allah Ta'ala describes their qualities extremely soft and humble towards the believers, stern against the enemies of Islam, prostrating by night, striving in the way of Allahu Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala gives a beautiful, the example was given in previous scriptures, Torah and Injil, like a plantation in its initial stages, the seeds are planted, small little shoots, seems very weak and insignificant, and in time it turns out to be a huge, strong plantation. These are the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in and their progress for the spread of Islam. Allah Ta'ala says, very, very telling point, it is only those who have disbelief in their hearts that would harbor enmity and hatred towards Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. The ulama deduce from here that any grouping who harbors enmity, ill feelings, criticism, hatred towards Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in the words of Quran, have traces of disbelief within them. And then we have Suratul Hujurat, also known as Suratul Akhlaq, the highest levels of character. Very, very important lessons are taught about adab, respect, humility, to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and by extension it is of deen. Allah Ta'ala says, do not supersede Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any matter, in your opinion, in eating, in being in his company. Never raise your voice over that of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sahabi, we conclude on this incident, Thabit bin Qais naturally had a very loud voice. So when this verse was revealed, do not raise your voice over that of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this kind of disrespect can lead to the destruction of all your good deeds. Out of humility, he did not come to the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired. He gave the reason, he fears that this verse may imply him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, definitely you are not implied, and gives the glad tidings. He has the benefit of humility. Do you not wish that you will lead your life, very, very praiseworthy life? Ultimately, Allah will bless you with shahada, martyrdom, and you will enter Jannah without any doubt whatsoever. We look at further etiquettes that are taught in the surah tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Reminder, final collection for the Sadaqatul Fitr that will take place inshallah, as mentioned yesterday. Also important reminder that the collection for Sadaqatul Fitr should be given directly in the box, not in the masjid usual lillah collection, and not into the bank account, directly into the fitrah box only. Also reminder that tomorrow, Jummah, last opportunity we have in Ramadan in a Jummah collection to contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala. Let us inshallah use this great chance Allah Ta'ala has given to us.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يمنون عليك أن أسلموا قل لا تمنوا علي إسلامكم بل الله يمن عليكم أن هداكم للإيمان إن كنتم صادقين إن الله يعلم غيب السماوات والأرض والله بصير بما تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها فيما أنت من ذكراها إلى ربك منتهاها إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام.
اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.